Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Grillin' Guys, and we are live from the Spartan Studios this morning in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. It's Saturday morning, and it's time to fire up your grill. First hour, we had a lot of really cool recipes and a really interesting interview with our friend Ed O'Keefe, who's going to, from Chateau Grand Traverse Winery, he's going to revolutionize the wine industry with a new gadget he's got coming out. But in this hour, if we can get a hold of him, we're going to talk to Cowboy Rob Russell. And we're going to talk.
You mean in this hour?
In this hour, yes. And Big Paulie's going to talk to us a little bit. Bob's got a thing called a turbo charcoal lighter, and we're going to give you a few recipes. But on the line right now, we've got our friend and sponsor, Joe from Frankenmuth Brewery. Joe, you out there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing? This is Bob, and that's Jop over there with a golden voice you're hearing.
Okay.
So, are you in Frankenmuth this morning?
I am not in Frankenmuth. I am in northern Michigan. I'm in downtown Traverse City. I'm up here for a show at Werfel Park, which is the Beachcombers, the baseball stadium. We did a show last night, and we'll be serving again today between noon and 6 o'clock.
So, did you go to the governor? Did you go to the governor's breakfast this morning up there?
I did not.
Oh, that makes two of our sponsors that are gone.
He'd have probably enjoyed a breakfast stout, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we're able to get something, I'm sure. So.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we are talking with Joe Osberger, one of the owners of Frankenmuth Brewery in Frankenmuth, Michigan, and I think you're the oldest brewery in Michigan.
We are. We are. It was actually started in 1862. And Franklin, actually, we still use the cellar from 1862, where they dragged the ice off the Cass River in the springtime, pulled the ice off the river to take it into our cellar, and keep the beer cold all summer long.
That's
now
too
we're,
cool.
We're a little more modern than that now, but we still have our existing facility is actually blown down, and there was a fire in the early 90s, and in 96 it was knocked down by a tornado, a Class 4 tornado. So it's really a brand-new building. It's only 7, 8 years old.
State-of-the-art stuff, Joe, I'm sure. So tell us, what's going on up in Traverse City? What is the show, so to speak?
It's at Werfel Park, and it's just a micro-brew festival. And, I think there's 50 breweries up here. And had a pretty good turnout last night. We expect a little bit better today. But, kind of like our Brewers Guild festival, there's a small festival up here.
Oh, what a wonderful day the people of Traverse City are going to have with all those great beers.
Oh, it's a beautiful day here. It's about 80 degrees already, and it's supposed to get up to 85 or 90. It's beautiful up here.
So now you are now bottling Dunkel.
We are bottling Dunkel. Actually, we're bottling not only Dunkel, but we're bottling Dunkel, we're bottling Red Sky, we're bottling our Hefeweizen, we're bottling our Pils, our Bat 69, which is our IPA, and we're also bottling our Cass River Blonde. But we're having a little bit of trouble keeping up because we have a very small system, and everything we make is pretty much, it's gone. I mean, we cannot keep anything in stock.
Okay, if you're listening right now, and obviously you are, this is Frankenmuth Brewery, and when I talk about Dunkel, when he talks about his Hefeweizen and the Pils, you have to search out in your local market, you have to find your market that carries Frankenmuth beer, because that Dunkel is absolutely one of the best beers on the planet Earth, and I consider myself an authority on microbrews because I have tasted hundreds and hundreds of them. And that thing is spot on.
You know, I think you can get that locally at Siciliano's Market out on Lake Michigan Drive. I know I've bought it there before. They have a very good specialty beer selection out there. But, you know, where else in Michigan are your beers distributed, on this side of the state, on the west side?
The best way to find out where we're distributed is if you go to our website, frankenmuthbrewery.com. We just changed over our website and we added a locator. You put in your zip code and it'll give you both your on-premise, which is your restaurants and bars, and your off-premise, you know, your carryouts and things like that, you know, your Myers and that. If you put in your zip code, it'll give you a whole list of where you can get that, get our beer at.
So if you want to...
We're actually talking right now with Myers and also with Spartans, and, you know, we think we've pretty much struck a deal with them to start gradually getting our beer into their facility.
Great. Well, maybe we can help you get that sped up a little bit with Spartan, because we like those folks an awful lot. If you want to try a Frankenmuth beer, here's another reason to try it. This guy you're listening to has 10 kids to feed, okay? So
yes,
buy a six-pack and help Joe out, because that must be like flying into the nest with one worm.
Yeah, it's a little rough sometimes. Plus, they're all boys, so I mean, it's pure testosterone in my family. So, with 10 boys, it's fun. And actually, two of them are old enough to drink now, and a third's coming up. So the third one actually works up at the brewery. So
yes, and we met him at the Winter Beer Fest.
You met Chuck. That's my number two son. He works. He's on the road selling. And number three is he actually grinds the grain and is now working up at the brewery too.
I'd say look out Budweiser.
Hey, Joe, we've got another festival.
1% of the market. That's it.
Yeah, sorry about that, Joe. We've got another festival coming up, the 14th annual Michigan Summer Beer Festival down in Ypsilanti. You're going to be part of that too, aren't you?
Yes, we are. And the beers we're taking our Bat 69, which is our IPA for all the hopheads at the festival. Our Hefeweizen, our Oktoberfest, which that's going to be the first tasting of our Oktoberfest that we brew in March. It's a true Marzen-style Oktoberfest, and it's excellent, a very very smooth, copperish, orange Oktoberfest, southern style. We'll also have our Dunkel on tap and our Pilsner as well.
Wow, sounds like a great variety.
And that's July 22nd and 23rd in Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti in Rivertown Park. And go online, get your tickets now, because it does sell out.
Yeah, just
and
like the Winter Beer Fest.
You get 12,000 hopheads down there, and it's a party.
Wow. And where would they go to buy those?
You can go right online. Go to Michigan Brewers Guild. I believe it's Michigan Brewers Guild. At least do a Google search of that, and it'll pop you up to the website. You can buy tickets right online. And also, you'll see there's a number of places throughout the state that you can buy the tickets directly from bars and restaurants that have and that's all on the website.
I'm really sorry to have to miss that. That's got to be. We should try and find a way to get down there Friday night, because that would be a rip. The Winter Beer Fest here was so cool. That was 6,000 people, and you sold out. There were people really upset that they couldn't get tickets for that. How much ahead to get into this one?
I believe it's $40 ahead, but it comes with a number of tokens in order to get your 3-ounce samples. But one thing to keep in mind, that's one of the events. The four Brewers Guild events are ones that the actual brewmasters and myself, we can pour beers. So they're pretty close to the 3-ounce pour most of the time. So you get a little bit...
I experienced those 3-ounce pours when we were up at the Winterfest, and you're right, they're pretty close. But everybody is.
We try to stay in with the letter of the law with the MLCC, so we don't get in trouble. But
yeah, I get that. That's you got to play by the rules. It is serious, but you guys pulled together some just fantastic new flavors and varieties to bring to those things every time. It's no two are the same. You come to it in one location, then you go to the next, and every brewer is bringing their latest, just like you're going to be bringing out your Oktoberfest. If you go to this MichiganBrewersGuild.com and check it out, there's a whole bunch of these brew festivals throughout the season that you can coming to your area, if you will, and they are a lot of fun. It's not a big drunk fest. It's a great place for you to go and try a taste of a variety of different brewers. And that's the cool part about this, is that you don't have to drive all over the state. You don't have to walk into a beer store like Siciliano's all starry-eyed and goes, gee, I wonder what this one tastes like. These Brewers Guild events where they pull you guys all together, it's a fantastic opportunity if you like beer to just go 40, 50 brewers. Each one of them bring three or four breweries or brews. Do the math. You can try, if you wanted to, 100 different beers that day, if not more. Nobody does that, obviously, but it's just a great opportunity to get together and with like-minded people that have fun doing that stuff.
Yeah, the brewer's good. We're allowed to bring 3.5 barrels of anything we want, any combination. So there are some breweries out there that will bring, you know, 10 different types of beers out there, and they're all unusual. There's from strawberry shortcake beer to asparagus beer to, you know, to our Dunkel, to our traditional style beers, and there's some far out beers. It's just a great place to go, try a bunch of different beers, and then, you know, in the 3 ounce pour, and that it's the then go buy it at your local store.
Well, thanks for calling, Joe. We're out of time, but listen, if you're out there, just run, don't walk, run to your local beer store. Siciliano's in Grand Rapids has it. And get some Frankenmuth, because this guy, Joe Osberger, he's off the chain.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. One other, we have brewchief.com gave us a very nice review of our Dunkel, if somebody wants to go out there and look.
So all right.
It's just the way it's spelled, and then we got a beer score of an A from them. And it gives a real nice synopsis of our Munich-style Dunkel.
Great, Joe. Thanks again for calling. Enjoy your day in Traverse City. Stick with us on the grilling, guys. We're going to have Cowboy Rob Russell up in the next segment. This one ran a little long, but he's got some great stuff for us, and we're going to talk about those potato planks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.